that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Or the trees, that we have sealed the service of our God upon their foreheads. throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, honor, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders addressed him, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? Whence have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night within his temple. And he who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to the springs of living water. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's begin with a question. When I say the word saint, what do you think of? Now, if we were playing at Freudian word association, I would say the word saint, and you might say something like holy one, pious, historic, sinless, unblemished, extraordinary, uncommon, and last but not least, dead. These words, I fear, are what many of us think of when we think the word saint. We have this idea in our mind that the saints are a sort of spiritual aristocracy who seem cold and aloof, not unlike the plaster statues that came to portray them, sort of smiles perpetually stuck to their faces like so much cosmetic paint. Now this morning, as we keep this great Sunday in the octave of All Saints, I want you to put apart the common, popular view of saints that most of us have grown up with. In place of this established, and I would add incorrect, view of the saints, I want you to fix your mind on two other words. The first is example, and the second is friend. Now, on the Feast of All Saints, the Church holds up before us all the saints as examples. And the saints are indeed the heroes of the Christian religion. They are those whose wisdom we admire, whose virtues we venerate, whose glory we proclaim, whose merits we declare, whose happiness we desire, whose triumph we celebrate. And the saints are examples for us because they are our pattern. They are the mold. They are the model to which God asks us to conform our lives. In short, it is the vocation of every Christian to be a saint. Now, when the preacher starts talking about examples and models, we're flirting with this spiritual aristocracy idea. We might think of a Saint Joan of Arc who led an entire army into battle and then was burned at the stake. Or, if you're from the northern part of the country, you might think of René Goupil, a priest who was tomahawked to death for baptizing an Indian child. Or Simon the Stylite, who lived for 36 years in a little treehouse on the top of a pole with God as his only companion. Now, thank God, it's very doubtful that any of us are going to be burned at the stake, scalped, or live at the top of a pole. When we hear stories like this, they're inspiring, but more so awe-inspiring. And they reinforce our belief in the saints as superheroes akin to Hercules or some other Greek god. And we rightly ask the question, how on earth are people like that an example to people like me? So that's not what I'm talking about when I talk about the saints as examples. You know, the Feast of All Saints draws to our attention all the holy men and women who have ever lived. And as important as they are, we honor not the heroes this morning, but thousands upon thousands of our ordinary brothers and sisters in Christ who have lived and died in holiness. The people we heard about in the first reading today, living peaceably in their habitations. People like you and me who have lived in every age under circumstances very similar to ours and have achieved sanctity. Normal men and women, who with the same passions, the same difficulties, the same obstacles, and the same divine help have acquired their salvation. And I'm here to tell you that there is Nothing that has gone on in your life, is even now going on in your life, or will go on in your life, that some saint has not gone through, and with the help of God, has turned into the triumphant praise of Almighty God and a victory over Satan, sin, and death. So the church makes this known to us today by placing before our eyes so many millions of saints who are what we would not willingly be. And by showing us these monks, these accountants, these housewives, these teachers, these secretaries, these students, these young and old, sick and healthy, rich and poor. The church says to you, and the church says to me, if they can live a life that is holy and poured out for God, why can't you? And in truth, we have no excuse which is not destroyed by the example of the saints. So examples, that's the first thing. But we don't stop there. I ask you to use the word friend as well. I'm told that the number one disease among North Americans is loneliness. What modern men and women crave is friendship. Friendship with our neighbors, yes, but also friendship with God. And the belief of our modern technological world is, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. But every time we say the creed, we profess our belief in everything that is seen and unseen. And there is an entire world of supernatural beings, countless angels and saints, that exists no further than the tip of my fingers. I can't see this world, but I know that it exists nonetheless. Does it make a difference? Absolutely. Those angels and those saints pray for us constantly. They aid us in our difficulties and they protect us from harm. You know, holiness is a gift from God. Faith is a gift from God. It's something to be prayed for, not worked at. And in our pilgrimage to become holy, to become saints, we're aided by all the other saints who stand around the throne of God, as we heard in the second lesson. And they're not only examples, but they're concerned about us. They watch over us, and they pray for us. And like our earthly friends, they lend a hand to pull us closer to God. One of the best bits of advice that was ever given to me was given by a priest, and he told me to choose a saint and to make friends with him and to say good morning to him and throughout the day converse with him as you would converse with an earthly friend and ask for his aid just as you would ask the aid of an earthly companion. And that's good advice, especially for parents. I mean, do you tell your children stories of the saints? Have you taught your child where his name comes from? Do those of us who are adults take time to make friends in the supernatural world? Do we observe the feasts of the saints? So once a year at All Saints, the church asks us to think about all the blessed saints. And she chooses an excellent time of year for it, the beginning of November, a time when autumn comes upon us and the leaves fall and the weather is either wetter or colder than we would have it be. It's in November that we like staying indoors again. And there's a kind of snug feeling about coming into the house at the end of the day and pulling the curtains across the windows. And that helps us to remember all the saints in heaven, so snug there, with all the painful struggles of this earthly life behind them. and having drawn the curtains of heaven around them. Let us remember, however, that the curtains of heaven are transparent curtains, not in the sense that you and I can look in, oh, that we could, but the saints can look out, and they see us plowing our way through life with difficulty and folly. And they can help us, not only because the light of their example shines down on us and makes it easier to see where we're going, but they help us with their prayers, strong prayers, wise prayers, when our prayers are so feeble and so weak. So if you're out walking some November night and happen to look up and see the sky all studded with stars, think of those innumerable saints in heaven, those examples, those friends who watch over you, who care for you, and are ready to help you with their prayers so that you can come just as they have come to know and to worship Jesus, who is the King of Saints. The hymn in procession to the font is found on page 4 of your bulletin.
All
naked as yourself.
Humble with God's help.
You strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being.
Humble with God's help.
The Lord be with you.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you for those saints who have been Christian rulers of the world, those who carry the good news to lands where it has not been before. Give wisdom to all who have power and influence among the nations, and establish God's kingdom among people of every race. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for those saints who have struggled for the poor and the powerless. Give strength to all who seek Christ in the oppressed and uphold them as they work for justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for those saints whom you have called to live in religious community. Establish mutual love among those drawn into fellowship in your service, and bless with Christ's presence all the communities to which our lives relate. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for those saints who have lived out their vocation in family life. Give your grace to all who nurture children and all who care for the aged, and enfold in your love all your sons and daughters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these, your servants, who come before you today seeking your blessing. We thank you for giving them life. We thank you for giving them life eternal by water and the Spirit. We thank you for giving them each to the other and to your work. Lead them in paths of holiness and righteousness all their days, we pray. Make them a fragrant offering to you. Blessed God, Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day, and remain with you always. Amen. Among the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, and peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take all of it and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting cup. It will be shed for you and for many, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Father, we celebrate the memory of Christ, your Son. We, your people, and your clergy, recall his passion, his resurrection from the dead, and his ascension into glory. From the many gifts you have given us, we offer you God, glory, and majesty, this holy and perfect sacrifice, the bread of life and the cup of eternal salvation. Look with favor on these offerings and accept them as you once accepted the gifts of your servant Abel, the sacrifice of high Abraham, our father in faith, and the bread and wine offered by your priest Melchizedek. Almighty God, we pray your angel may take this sacrifice to your altar in heaven. Then, as we receive from this altar the sacred body and blood of your Son, let us be filled with every grace and blessing. Remember, Lord, those who have died and gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. May these and all who sleep in Christ find peace in your presence, and light and happiness. For ourselves, too, we ask some share in the fellowship of your apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist,